The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
While the housing crisis makes headlines in the general election campaign, the discussion about what sort of development we want to see in our towns and cities continues too. Candidates are being quizzed about the future of our urban areas. Our reporter Liam Geraghty has been meeting people around the country to hear their concerns about the future of our streets.
Dublin's heart and charm is cluttered. Cluttered with atmosphere, not feckin' quarters with their chrome and their counting. Dublin is a good second-hand shop, a Freebird Records, Dandelion Market, Kyo's, Mulligan's, Mark Brothers, where folk gather, share and hunt for diamonds.
A few years back, the Knight Foundation in the US did a study designed to answer questions about why residents love where they live. What they discovered was that an emotional bond to a city wasn't made through jobs or the economy, but rather physical beauty, opportunities for socialising and a city's openness to all people.
It's the glow of the Aviva and the Dart rattling in and the excitement of Grafton Street and the velvet of the Gaiety, the sticky floors and sounds of the Olympia and Thomas Street with artists and those that might be drinking pints as the toilet rolls are sold on the street.
Reading his stream of consciousness about the city is Mark O'Brien, director of Axis in Ballymun. Another person who knows the city and its people well is historian and walking tour guide Donal Fallon.
I'm probably in a unique place when it comes to this subject as someone who not only cares about the history of Dublin but meets a lot of visitors to Dublin, you know, through walking tours and the like. And I think the one thing people want when they visit somewhere is authenticity. When people arrive into a city, they don't want to spend their time with other tourists. They want to do what, you know, the locals do. They want to go to the places where we go, where we congregate and which we enjoy. So there seems to be this curious tension in Dublin at the moment, as far as I can see, when it comes to the issue of who do we construct this city for, or, you know, who do we shape and design this city for. And ultimately, if you build a city that's good for Dubliners and that Dubliners enjoy and can afford to live in and want to live in, that's what visitors want. So I'm not saying we should do this for the sake of tourism or the sake of visitors, but it's fundamentally important that those who live here are first and foremost, you know, in every discussion that we have like this.
My name is Angela Brady and I'm a director of Brady Malyu Architects based in London.
Angela has written a lot about sustainable cities, in particular Cork City.
One of the important things about cities is, you know, what gives it character, what gives it identity and place. And if you look at cities like Dublin or Cork or Galway, they're based on a long heritage. They're all based on their quays, the historic quays, and how they've been brought forward. And I think that one of the mistakes that many cities make is that developers tend to have the upper hand. So it's a top-down approach to developing rather than a grassroots level up. So I think that's a mistake that many cities make, including those three.
It's slightly different in Limerick.
Limerick historian Sharon Slater.
The character is still there and the culture is still there. It's just that the people are struggling to keep a hold of it. Unfortunately, the value of culture isn't seen at a higher, more business-focused level. People on the ground are spending weeks applying for grants and groups are spending their own private money in the hope that they'll get one of these grant funds that sometimes don't even come through. And it's just not sustainable for people to keep pushing the culture and the character of the city, you know, on these volunteer bases. The passion is there. People become jaded and it's just not sustainable.
There's a heartbeat to Dublin. It's rhythm built in that clutter. Sounds like their stories, rhythm of memories, survival and hope. It's as bright as these flowers and the women that sell them. Dublin, the capital of Ireland, belongs to them.
Liam Geraghty reporting there.